It's 8:56, and we have a temperature right now of 48 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning, and we bring in our friend Bill Gentry on this Wednesday morning. What are we seeing so far this morning, Bill?
So far, kind of a mixed message. I think we've got a little bit of a positive price performance in corn, mixed in beans, and a little bit better in wheat. Trade catching a bit of a bid, working towards mitigating the oversold conditions ahead of the USDA numbers on Friday. The dollar is firm, as rhetoric infers. We could see multiple interest rate hikes sooner rather than later. Open interest numbers from yesterday, trade showed an increase of about 9.9 thousand contracts in corn. Mixed impressions on who is buying. We tend to think it might be some end-user pricing. 2.5 thousand contracts increase in soybeans. Here again, we would have to think that some end-user pricing is going on here as well. Wheat open interest dropped about 4.4 thousand contracts, which, given the inside day up on the charts, infers a little bit more upside potential remains. USDA announced no new sales of this morning on the overnight reporting system, a little bit of a disappointment for the trade. Current price action, May corn currently up a quarter at 358, July corn up a half a cent at 366, and new crop December, 382 and a quarter, up a half. Beans, as we mentioned earlier, May beans down a penny at 971, July beans down three quarters at 981 and a half, and new crop November down one and three quarters at 970 and a half. Meal prices are up a dime at basis of the May at 315.40, and oil's up, down three at 32.44. Wheat price in Chicago, May 25 and a half, up a penny. July wheat, 438 and a half, up a penny as well. Kansas City wheat up a half at 424 and a half, and Minneapolis wheat up at 5 and a half at 540 and a half. Looks like the cattle and the hogs are both going to be a touch higher here this morning. Looking at the energy markets, crude market up a little bit, but currently trading about around $49.50 a barrel. Updated production and inventory numbers due out shortly and could give the market a little additional guidance. As we mentioned earlier, we're only a couple days away from the EOM quarterly grain stocks numbers. Estimates to date are for corn acres to be about 91.6 million acres and bean acres to be about 87.3. All wheat acres are supposed to be about 46.5 million acres. Stocks estimates vary, but thus far the average estimate for corn stocks is 8.534 billion bushels in a range between 8.205 and 8.9. Soybean stocks expected to be about 1.684 billion bushels, here again in a range between 1.627 and 1.885 billion bushels. Wheat stocks expected to be 1.627 with a range of expectations between 1.45 and 1.721. Looking back, year-ago figures, 7.822 billion bushels for corn, 1.531 billion bushels for beans, and 1.372 billion bushels for wheat. Other than that, we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update.
You bet.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Weather-wise today, cloudy skies at a high of 58 degrees. East winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight. Rain likely, a chance of thunderstorms overnight with a low of 49. More rain tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms, cloudy at a high of 65. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILO FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.